now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
I'm joined this week by Sydney jazz musician and trumpeter extraordinaire James Morrison. Talk about his new album, Midnight to Dawn. We'll find out why it got that name. And it turns out one listener thinks I'm shouting at clouds. More on this interesting feedback I received this week. A look at the Water Swank Gig Guide, Lounge Life magazine. And right now, from the Ocean's 8 soundtrack, this is Moog Necklace from Daniel Pemberton on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Hefty City Style. That's from the album Sex and the Single Girl from the movie of the same name, starring Tony Curtis and Natalie Wood. Just watched this the other day on Apple TV. Fantastic movie. Very, very funny stuff. So do check it out. And kind of a cool movie to play Spot the Star as well. You'll see a few that you know.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
James Morrison, brand new album, Midnight Till Dawn. And it's a lovely little album, James. Congratulations. But the story behind this is rather interesting as to why one was recording in the wee small hours.
Yeah, well, it's the only time we had. I mean, we were there in London for about a week, and we were gigging each night. And in the daytime, we were recording with the BBC Orchestra and at Abbey Road, you know, those beautiful studios in Abbey Road, and with this fantastic engineer, Peter Cobbin, who I'm proud to say is an Aussie who moved over there many, many years ago and is their top engineer. And the band and I said, this is great, but we had the quartet there with the BBC Orchestra. We said, wouldn't it be great to be doing our own quartet album here too?
Yeah.
Pity we don't have the time. And then we went, well, wait a minute. We're not doing anything between about midnight after the gig and sort of, you know, dawn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the recording sessions weren't starting at dawn, they were starting at 10. We thought we could sleep between dawn and 10. So we certainly weren't going to get up at dawn and record until 10. So we said, yeah, let's go to the studio in the middle of the night. And of course, the Abbey Road guys said, yeah, of course, you know. And so there we were in the middle of the night in Abbey Road, and they're busy studios, and there's lots going on in the corridors and things through the day. And what's lovely is after midnight, it does quieten right down. And you're just in this studio, just with the engineer and, you know, whatever you need. And it's a different sort of atmosphere, and it is like a sort of a late night jam.
Yeah.
And I think listening to it, it is kind of like you've just snuck in to some musicians just having a jam in a nice studio, and you're listening in on it. And that's the kind of atmosphere I like.
Yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is, I myself and many of my listeners love listening to jazz at nighttime. It just seems to have, you know, country music's great for the morning, but jazz really is a late night kind of thing. So it actually seems like, really, if anything, you're recording at Abbey Road Studios in peak hour, really, you know.
Peak hour for jazz.
And besides the fact you're all jazz musicians, I mean, you don't go to sleep until, what, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning anyway. This is prime time.
Do you know what? The truth of the matter is, had we not been recording, we all would have been hanging out anyway, playing cards or doing something. So we might as well go in and make an album.
Well, it's a marvellous album. The song I want to play tonight is The Night Was Sultry, and I think that's rather appropriate. But congratulations on a fantastic album once again.
Thanks very much, mate.
broadcasting up high from the center of Sydney. Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Miles Davis and John Coltrane. I want to talk to you about... It's never good, is it? It's like someone says, take a seat. You know it's not going to be good. That's from the brand new album called Final Tour, which has just recently been released. It's a fabulous album of Miles Davis and John Coltrane and their final tour together. So check that out. Look at Lounge Live magazine. See, John Waters and Dieter Von Teese are featuring in a documentary real soon about the cult icon Tura Santana. And here's one that I'm looking forward to, a movie starring Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. It is called Once a Time in Hollywood. Leonardo is playing Rick Dalton, a former TV star of a Western TV series, and his longtime stunt double, played by Brad Pitt, the character Cliff Booth. Both are struggling to make it in Hollywood. In fact, a Hollywood that they don't recognise anymore. The movie's set in the late 1960s, and Rick Dalton, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, has a very famous next-door neighbour, Sharon Tate, who's played by Margot Robbie, and, of course, was tragically murdered by members of the Charles Manson cult. The film doesn't appear to be exclusively about Manson. Kind of weave some stories together, a little bit like Tarantino's 1994 breakthrough film, Pulp Fiction. So looking forward to that one. Do check out these stories and lots more in the Lounge Life magazine, free magazine, via the Flipboard app. Lots of retro stories for you. And I've got some links up on my website as well, cocktonation.net. Here's Lee Presson and the Nails and 2 points up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Noticizing, never forget it. I will never forget it.
Pass it on to the guys, Coop said.
Yes, this is a Cocktail Nation all-star album in many ways.
Just love it.
Hey, Coop.
As long as we like, you know it's good.
L'Ange Lothario DJ, Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
CocktailNation.net.
Nutty and Jive Barracuda. That's from their new album Live at the Purple Pit. Do check it out. Also played The Sharps and Odd Couple.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Opère.
You can write to me anytime via the email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. This week's slightly different in that I'm not going to read out a letter from a listener. I'm going to read out something that somebody wrote about me that I found on a Reddit post.
And I don't normally go into using Reddit. For some reason, I happened to go down that particular rabbit hole one night. So I typed in Cocktonation, and I found this post. Music podcasts like Cocktonation. Can anyone recommend some good lounge and cocktail jazz podcasts? I dig the music on Cocktonation, but I'm getting bummed out on Cooper's Old Man Yells at Cloud Moralizing. This is from a fella by the name of, Robot Karate Man. I thought that was just absolutely hilarious. I did actually respond to him, and I said, haha, I'll try and cut down on the cloud yelling. I thought, yeah, obviously listens to the show. Maybe you're listening right now. I don't feel like I'm a person who yells at clouds, though. So I posted this up on the Cocktonation Facebook page, and interesting response from some listeners on this one, because I thought, well, maybe I do. Maybe I need to find out what other people say. Well, about 20-odd responses. James says, seriously, LOL, when did the Lounge Lothario become an old man? Well, I don't think so. I'm only in my 40s. Bob said, as long as they spelt your name right. Well, actually, he didn't. Paul Vargas says, moralising, WTF. Roman Giesling says, moralising, what? I listened to your show for years and I still have no clue what your politics or moral stances are. I'm surprised you didn't pick up Roman as actually general indifference. And Bill says, you are too nice a guy. I would have ignored him. And I thought, well, I'd surprise him, Bill. So there you go, Robot Karate Man. I do hear what you say. I really don't think I've done any moralising. Look, I might have things like swank advice, for example. But that's just simply advice. It's not really yelling at clouds. Anyway, I did think that was rather funny. You can email thecocktonation@gmail.com. I'm off to yell at some clouds now. Damn clouds. Here's the Martini Kings and goodbye to Lonely Town on the Cocktonation.
They rolled up the streets and turned out the lights. The sights and the sounds my heart was fond of are just a memory in the night. What once was a time is no longer. It made me stronger. Goodbye to Lonely Town. Goodbye. The smiles on the faces, hear the songs that we'd sing, all the stories we'd told, all the light it would bring. But that was a moment, a time and a place. That was a city filled with love and grace. What once was a town, it's no longer. It made me stronger. Goodbye to lonely town. Now I'm packing up old memories and going west, straight to the sunshine like all the rest. Gonna put down my stakes, start over again, and look to the future the best that I can. What once was a town is no longer. It made me stronger. Goodbye to lonely town. Goodbye to lonely town. What once was a town, it's no longer. It made me stronger. Goodbye to lonely town. Goodbye to lonely town. Goodbye to lonely town.
Central Sydney.
We are just so thankful for this station because I just love it.
The Cocktail Nation.
You know, we have songs we like, we know it's good.
Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation. Center of Sydney, Coop Cooper.
Anytime you're ready, pally.
Cocktail Nation.
With David Carbonara and Elevator Gossip, that is from the Mad Men series of soundtrack music. Art Van Dam before that, Glory of Love. I mentioned last week, Cover Up, the podcast, which I've been really enjoying, all about the story of how in 1969, July 19th, discovery of a 28-year-old woman by the name of Mary Jo Kopechne in the backseat of a car owned by Ted Kennedy, which crashed into the water. I mentioned that there is going to be a movie released to digital real soon called Chappaquiddick. It actually has been in the cinemas. I didn't get a chance to see it. I think it had a fairly low publicity run on that one. But the good news is it is out on iTunes, and I'm looking forward to watching it this weekend. Look at the World of Swank for Pastime, albumclocks.com. Tiki Day coming up on the 30th in Disneyland. August 8th, Tiki Oasis. If you like your surf music, I'm not a big fan of surf guitar, but I do like this particular band, the Blue Hawaiians. They are playing Saturday, August 4. It's for the annual Surf Guitar 101 annual convention. It's being held at the Alpine Village on Torrance Boulevard in Torrance, California. You can see Ricky Derrick on a Wednesday night, live at the Bourbon and Banter, the Sharps on a Thursday night at the Golden Tiki. A special event coming up in September, which we'll talk more about. It's called The Man, The Music, The Machines. It's the Raymond Scott Festival coming up in Los Angeles. I'm looking forward to that. Just a few events you might like to check out. Plenty more up on the website, coctonation.net, via the Water Swank Gig Guide.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, follow the lounge leader today.
We'll be right back. John Berry on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Play some Jerry Goldsmith as well. You Are a Foolish Man, Mr. Flint. Of course, that's from our Flint Spy Vibe special just last week. Piero Piccioni and Spiral Waltz. So a nice little set of spy tracks there. Next week, we catch up with a very well-known gal in the tiki scene. I'm going to leave you with Tony Bennett now. This Can't Be Love. Stay hip.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. I love to look in your eyes.